Welcome to Shallow Deep Dive, where we take a deep-ish dive into the shallow world of branding, advertising, and creative. I'm Joe Qualls. Today, we're diving into our work for Melbourne-based Taguchi, a sharper face for an Australian digital icon. If you've worked in marketing for any length of time, you've probably heard of Taguchi. They've been around for decades, long before customer data platforms became fashionable, before everyone suddenly became an expert in personalization. Taguchi was quietly building technology that helped marketers understand audiences and deliver more relevant experiences. The problem wasn't the product. The problem was perception. As the company matured, its story became increasingly technical. Existing customers understood the platform because they'd lived with it for years, but for anyone new, the value wasn't immediately obvious. The sophistication was there, the visibility wasn't. That's where we came in. One of the things I enjoy most is working with businesses that already have substance. It's actually much easier to make something look impressive than it is to communicate genuine depth. With Taguchi, we weren't inventing a story. We were uncovering one. Our brief wasn't to modernize the company for the sake of modernizing it. It was to refresh the brand without flattening the intelligence that made Taguchi different. That's a subtle distinction. A lot of rebrands accidentally simplify companies until they become interchangeable. Everyone starts sounding like they're empowering organizations or unlocking innovation. The personality disappears. We wanted the opposite. We wanted marketers to immediately feel that this platform had depth, that it had confidence, that it knew exactly what it was. Once we understood that, the visual system became surprisingly clear. We moved away from a brand that felt busy and fragmented towards something with stronger geometry, cleaner typography, and a much bolder use of color. Orange became more than a brand color. It became energy. It became momentum. It became the visual thread that connected everything from the website to product diagrams, campaign assets, trade show graphics, and sales collateral. But the interesting work wasn't really the colors. It was translating complexity. Software companies often fall into one of two traps. Either they overwhelm people with diagrams and technical language, or they oversimplify everything until nobody understands why the product is actually different. We wanted to sit in the middle. The platform has some genuinely sophisticated capabilities. Identity resolution, audience building, customer journeys, data orchestration. Those aren't things you hide. They're things you explain well. So instead of reducing the product, we spent time making it visible. We created illustrations that showed information flowing through the platform. We visualized customer journeys. We built graphics that explained data movement rather than simply decorating a page. Even the website became less of a brochure and more of an explanation. Every section answered another question. What does it do? Why does it matter? How does it actually work? That's a very different design philosophy. It's less about making people think something is clever and more about helping them understand why it is. One of my favorite parts of the project wasn't actually the website. It was everything surrounding it. Sales presentations, trade show environments, campaign assets, case studies, motion graphics. Because a brand doesn't really exist on its homepage. It exists everywhere people encounter it, every presentation someone gives, every banner at a conference, every PDF that's emailed to a prospective client, every screen someone opens during a sales meeting. Those moments either reinforce your story or slowly weaken it. The goal was consistency, not repetition. Everything needed to feel like it belonged to the same company while still being appropriate for the medium. When the project wrapped up, we'd certainly built a new website, but that wasn't really the outcome. The outcome was that Taguchi looked like the company it had already become, a business with decades of experience, a platform built for marketers who value intelligence over hype, a brand that finally reflected the quality of the product sitting underneath it. There's a line we wrote during the project that I still like: make the craft visible again without dumbing any of it down. I think that's applicable well beyond software. Whether you're designing a website, writing copy, creating a presentation, or building a brand, people don't usually need less substance. They need better explanations. And that's often the difference between something that looks modern and something that genuinely communicates expertise. Thank you for indulging us in today's shallow deep dive. We hope you'll join us for the next one. Until then, take care.